If you live under a rock, it's October 28th and the Commanders are 6-2. It's 10:30 a.m.
Time. Come on.
What a win. B. Mitch and Finley live out in College Park, Maryland. 106.7 The Fan and the Maryland Terrapins need your help solving the largest blood shortage in a generation. Join the We Give Blood Drive on Monday, October 28th at Tizer Tower on the University of Maryland campus. That's where me and B are. And joining us.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah, and Maryland men's basketball coach, Mr. Kevin Willard. Coach, how are you? Thanks for making time.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Coach, we got you outside, huh?
Yeah,
Coach got on his puffer jacket.
Yeah, Coach is messing around.
I work inside. What the hell is this outside?
Guy. You guys got to get locks over here. And this is right in Locks' wheelhouse. It's nice weather. It's cold, man.
We were talking about in the break there, obviously, kind of what the whole country's talking about this morning is Jaden Daniels throwing that Hail Mary. I know you watched. What were you thinking as that play was kind of happening?
I had 8 great hours yesterday on a Sunday. I got to watch the Ravens, and you get to watch the Commanders.
How great is that?
And it was, I tell you what, those two young quarterbacks for both those teams, the Bears and obviously Daniels, are just special young men. I mean, the way they both kind of will their teams to victory. But that last second play, I'm so happy for the Commanders fans because it's just unbelievable.
I think you could take it like I'd look back to the Christian Laettner play.
Dude.
to make it like equal to basketball where you say, what's going to happen here? Phew, score.
I mean, it's just like, he's so much fun to watch. I mean, he's a lot like Lamar, just younger and obviously not as big and physical, but it's just so much fun to watch him, and he's got such poise about him. Even as to what was going to go on, and he had so much confidence.
And when he rolled right 13, and then rolled back.
The play took 13 seconds total before he let the ball go.
Yeah, I mean, that's just poise, and that's just a special talent, and it's fun to watch.
It's crazy. You're going into your third year here in College Park. You moved down from Jersey. How is settling into the DMV and, like, the weird differences that College Park is inside the Beltway? We're probably 3 miles from the D.C. line, but Baltimore's right up the road. Like, there's all these kind of competing interests in a very compact region.
Absolutely. But I think it's a phenomenal, and I mean a phenomenal sports town. When I say town, I say the DMV.
Yeah.
I mean, we have great teams. Coaches, players, I've really started to enjoy just the fact of how passionate the fan bases are for every team, whether you're Commanders, Ravens, Capitals, Terps, Georgetown. I mean, we have so many great teams and great sports here. It took a little time to kind of find that, you know, who do I root for? And then you realize you can root for everybody because it really is. You know, Baltimore is the Ravens. You know, D.C., Northern Virginia is the Commanders.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a huge hockey fan, so we got the Capitals. You have a little – the Orioles are playing great. So I think you have everything here. You have great basketball, great football, baseball. It's really kind of – I think it's just – it's so cool to be in such a passionate fan base and not a huge area.
Right.
When you're putting a team together and you, as a coach, you look at a guy like a Jaden Daniels, you know, his personality, the way he approaches it, do you look for that? You look for guys like, okay, this guy's going to be my leader. I need him to have all that.
Yeah, I mean, again, Jaden's one of those special, I think, once-in-a-generational talents. and he has the leadership skills. But I think you definitely, you know, as you build a team, you know, last year we had Jameer Young, who was for 2 years just the heart and soul of this basketball team and really put this program on its back. And so when you try to replace a Jameer Young, you do look for someone that has the same – you know, the same attributes that he had. When, you know, Jameer had unbelievable character, unbelievable work ethic, and that's something I think, you know, Jaden shows every day.
You know, when you talk about building a team, I mean, you've been coach, assistant coach, player on some really great teams. Is there a moment when you can feel that a team has it? Like, whatever that indescribable, unquantifiable factor is where they play for each other. That, you know what I mean? It just there's something there.
Yeah, I've always felt when your best player is the most selfish player, I've always felt like, you know, that's when you know you can have a great team. You know, when your best player knows, like, hey, it's okay if I only get 12 points tonight because, you know, they're double teaming me and I'll sacrifice that. When your best player, in my opinion, is your most unselfish player, that's when it clicks for you and you say, okay, you know, we can be special because, yeah, we might need him to get 28, you know, tomorrow night, but he's willing to only get 12 and take away a little bit because someone else is cooking.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
that's the most important thing.
And I think players notice that too. You know, I've always used Alex Ovechkin. I'm like, that dude works hard as anybody out there. So nobody else can complain about anything or try to cut corners because they see the best guy getting it done.
No, absolutely. And I think when you have an all-star like him and he's working hard, but he's also – you know, he's doing all the dirty work, too. I think that's also the other thing. When you're superstars, we're willing to go in there, get a box out, take a charge, get in a fight, you know, for hockey purposes.
I used to like that part.
Or football. It's funny you say that because when you have that kind of buy-in from a team, a lot of that transcends what the sport is, basketball, hockey, football, whatever it is. How do you feel like your boys are getting – when does the season start? You got to be like a week out?
Yeah, we play next Monday.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, we're right there. It starts slow and then comes at you fast.
How we look? Listen, I don't hide it. I have some Terp gear on here. I graduated here – a long time ago now. My junior year of college, we went to the Orange Bowl and won the Natty. So I don't know that that's going to be replicated.
02 is a pretty good year.
It was a pretty good year, dude. But how are the boys looking? How much excitement is there going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that this team, you know, obviously last year we struggled shooting the basketball mightily. And one of the things that we did, mostly through the transfer portal, was bring some guys in that, you know, not only were guys were good numbers on catch and shoot, but were guys that can make, you know, tough shots when you needed them to make mm-hmm. tough shots. And that was one of the issues we had last year was, you know, Jameer was the one guy that we had to always have to take the tough shot. And you, in this league, in the Big Ten, as deep as it is, you're going to get some shots when the shot clock's running down. And just to have one guy be able to take that shot puts a lot of pressure on him. So I have a lot of excitement. I love the way we're progressing. I like the way we're working. We got a young freshman from Baltimore that Derek Queen is going to be a special player. I think everyone's going to love watching him play and how he plays.
Big fella, right?
Yeah, you know, we're big inside. Julian Reese, one of the best centers in college basketball returning. You add Derek to him, so our front line is, you know, we can score two different positions, which we really struggled with last year. I'm excited about this team.
So I have a buddy that lives in Nashville, and he texted me when Jacoby Gillespie transferred. He said, "I'm a Belmont season ticket holder, and I'm really pissed off." Who is the kid Gillespie from Belmont?
I'm not pissed off. Jacoby's
says he's a sweet shooter.
Yeah, Jacoby's, you know, a point guard, but also at the same time, we could move him to the two guard spot because he can shoot the basketball so well. You know, again, when you lose Jameer Young, you're not going to replace Jameer. We didn't want to put the pressure on Jacoby, like, hey, you have to go out and do what Jameer did. But we needed to find someone that was going to be able to make open shots with Derek and Juju in the post, be a very high percentage off catch and shoot, which Jacoby was, but also a guy that can run the show, but also move to the two guard spot at times mm-hmm. and be a little bit more of a scorer.
Okay. I am fired up. How have you come to find Terps fans? And I mean, I've been in that, like, when Xfinity gets going, it's elite.
No, I mean, our fans are great. We have a passionate fan base.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you know, it's a tough fan base. I'm like, go to Newark on a Tuesday night. it's a passionate fan base that wants to win, that expects to win, and they should. I mean, this tradition, not only of basketball, women's basketball, football, soccer, lacrosse. Mm-hmm. We have a great sports tradition here at the University of Maryland. It's just not one sport. I think that's why I love this place so much. It's just not one sport. We have so many great sports, so many great national championships across the spectrum that our fan base expects that. And, you know, that's something that we have to deliver on. That's something that I love. I love that pressure. I love the fact that our fan base wants that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun season for Terps Hoops. We are happy to support in any way. You let us know. You guys all let us know how we can help the program. Because, I mean, working in the NFL, I have to try to be like unbiased and a real reporter.
When I come
to College Park, that's all out the window, man. This is home, right?
No, I appreciate it, guys. I mean, I think it's we're very lucky where we are. And again, the more you can talk about the blood drive,
yeah,
I think the Big Ten's doing something really special. They're trying to get people to understand where we are as a nation with the shortage of blood that we have. So the more people that can come out and give blood today and maybe stop by you guys and get on the radio, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, come on by. You can come. It looks like just the main entrance in front of Tizer Tower here at CQ Stadium. I keep calling it the very old. My buddy's daughter last night, I was like, oh, we're doing the show from blank stadium. She's like, you sound very old.
Well, you are, JP.
I am. 20 years ago, I graduated from this place. Coach, thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate the time.
Always great being here.
All right, can't wait for some Terps hoops.